So before the break, we were at the Bristol Half Marathon, I think, having come there by way of Helsinki or possibly Greece. So the point I was trying to make with the half marathon analogy is that we have to address all of our experience and all kinds of things that will come up in the course of our practice in order to be resolved. It's like, as we go through life, a lot of the time we just get through somehow, we just survive somehow. So as we practice more awareness, those things come up to be healed, to be resolved. Yes, traditional Buddhism would probably see some of them as things which have been going on for lifetimes that finally have the opportunity to be met with awareness and metta and understanding and those things to be resolved and have their energy freed. We can probably not expect that our spiritual life will just be a simple, forward movement. Although all the time we are moving forwards, we keep practicing. So yes, we work with both seeing through self and strengthening our individuality in that sense of not just falling prey to whatever views and emotions we're surrounded by, and so on. But we need to make sure that the leading edge still keeps going, if you see what I mean. It's like you don't want the Kenyans sort of all waiting behind the people in the rhino suits, and so you want to have a leading edge, but also you really take care of whatever else comes up in the course of your practice. On Helsinki and bungee jumping was about the fact that it's okay not to be identified, and learning to let mind be open without any particular identification. And this is one of the skillful ways in which sadhana tries to work with our minds. It's when we go into the blue sky, that's encouraging us to learn to discover that spacious, open awareness isn't something that we need to be frightened of, not something we need to close down around. We don't need any kind of spiritual agoraphobia. That blue sky is free. It's peaceful, there's nothing that we need to be concerned about. We can rest in it, we can relax into it more and more deeply. So I'm very aware this week, there's lots of things that we could look into, lots of approaches we could take. I've sort of touched on metta and insight this morning. Mentioned sadhana here and there. I'm currently imagining that we're probably not going to focus on either of those particularly. I did quite a lot on metta, on sadhana and insight on the spiritual rebirth retreat that we had this time last year. So if you're interested, you could always look into that. Hello.
Would it be possible to put the microphone up a little bit more?
Yeah, thank you. Now it feels a bit. Can we have it there?
Try and speak. Is that better? Do you need to?
That's probably better. Yeah, that's better still.
We can turn it up as well, but... Shall we try that as well?
Well, let's leave it like this. I think this to me sounds all right. Yeah? Yeah. So I'm a bit low energy this week too, so... My voice is probably trailing off a bit. So we could do a lot just on reflection meditation, but I'd like to spend some time looking more at what tends to be called direct experience approaches. The way I've sometimes explained it is that you can approach insight either through, it's a bit like kind of having a maths problem or something. One approach is that in my day, way back when, quite often you have a maths book with all these kind of problems, and then there would be the answers in the back of the book. Yeah. So one approach is that you go for the answers in the back of the book and then kind of work things out from there, yeah? And so you can do that. You take, for instance, a piece of Dharma. You take one of the Buddha's answers, like everything is impermanent, everything's flowing, and you take that nugget of truth and you just take it deeper and deeper and deeper into your mind, yeah? One way that Bhante's talked to about practicing insight is that you develop as much absorption as you can manage, and then you just take some aspect of the Dharma and you just take it in as if you kind of drop it into the still pool of the mind. And then another approach is that you take, again, some answers from the back of the book, like that you can see our experience of ourselves in terms of the six elements, and we reflect on that, we explore that in different ways in our experience. We come at it from different angles until what started off as something which we read in the Dhatuvibhanga Sutta that we had some of last night, or something which we heard from Bhante, starts to become our experience. Then there's another approach, and these two aren't mutually exclusive at all, where you don't go to the back of the book, but you just explore the problem. You just look into the issue in your direct experience. So, if the Buddha says that, well, everything is impermanent, everything's flow, we can just take that as true and take it into our awareness, or we can go, okay, yes, it's very, I'm pleased that the Buddha gave me that piece of advice, but let's check it out. So we look into our own experience and see whether it's flowing or not. You can either do it more in a sort of faith-based way, in which case you're just looking to find the flow, or you do it in a more kind of critical way of, look, you can even do it the other way. You can see, you know, can I find anything which isn't flowing? Can I find anything which is really not like that? Yeah. Either way, you're looking into your own experience. And when we do this sort of direct experience kind of work, the ground rules are different from when we're reflecting. When we're reflecting, it's like we use all our experience, all our faculties. So we use, you know, if I'm doing the six element practice, you know, I imagine Kanchenjunga, I imagine the Pacific Ocean, I think about the past, I think about the future when the body's going to break up. So I use imagination, I use concepts, I use anything that helps. I just kind of, yeah, whatever's there out of my life experience that's useful, I bring it in. But when I practice in this direct experience sort of way, then all that I'm looking at is what is in my experience right now. So from that point of view, all that there is, say, as I'm here in my direct experience, is what's in my visual field. And what I can hear, what I can taste, what I can smell, what I can touch, and whatever mental movements there are. Yeah? Which means that Kanchenjunga doesn't exist, the Pacific Ocean doesn't exist, the dining hall doesn't exist here. Nothing. This is it. We are it. Yeah, right. And past and future are, where are they? Past is gone, the future hasn't come. So all my experience is of the present, as if now. So we come back down to, okay, what can we know as directly as possible? Because that helps that the process of looking. Is that clear? Yeah. So it's not that, you know, one, you know, reflecting and using all our experience is right and this way is wrong, or, you know, just direct experience is right and everything else is wrong. They're just different approaches which can both be very helpful in their different ways. But when we focus on now, our experience now, no, I won't go into all that. Let's do 20 minutes meditation. So starting as usual, but just being aware of whatever's happening. No agenda, nothing particular to do. So now let's be aware of the experience where what we call the body meets what we call the ground. Let's do it not as some points on a mental map of the body. See if we can find the actual experiences of what we call pressure and what we call temperature. So how do we know in experience that we're connected with the ground? Just being aware that our posture is one that is comfortable, that supports awareness. And again, bringing awareness into what we call the body. What we call the feelings and sensations. What are those words pointing to in our experience? Doing our best to come down to just the simple feelings and sensations. Get underneath concepts like my knee, how are these sensations and feelings? Is it right that there's a flow? Is that our experience? Maybe that's not how it is. Maybe that's not the best description. Maybe that's not how it feels. How is it? Looking with a light touch. Just curious. even a flow of sensations. It's another set of labels that we're putting onto the experience. How is it without those? When we're ready to bring the practice to an end, let go of any kind of effort to see anything or do anything. Just aware of however it is.